In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked down as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today.
And day's night today, and black's white today.
And most guys today, that woman prize today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose. Anything goes. Go.
And welcome back to Anything Goes, right here on the Trending Topics Network. And here on Anything Goes, we like to talk about whatever the kind of hell we want to talk about, take your questions, talk about them, and do a little bit of randomness that we always seem to pull off on this show, go on many different tangents, all for your entertainment. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and join me, like always, and this isn't NFL East Picks, we have the Mop Jockey.
Hey-o.
Sound tired.
I am tired.
Still got shit going on?
Up until April something, yes.
You gotta move out here in, like, what, a couple days?
No, we worked out a deal. We can stay until beginning of April.
Okay, that's good.
But now we have to start packing and getting all that shit ready.
You wanna explain to people, because I don't think you mentioned it on NFL Easy Picks.
Moving to a bigger house? Yep.
Mop, the killer of conversation.
There wasn't much to say.
Well, be like, yeah, you know, we've been trying to sell our house for a year?
Like
two?
6 months?
6 months?
Yeah, we did like 53 private showings and finally found some dumbass to buy it. So we finally get to move.
And speaking of dumbass, we have FTW.
Hey, what's up?
It's been a while since you've been with us.
Yep.
Yeah, too busy up your girlfriend's butt.
No, I just got a lot of shit going on.
Actually, no, just you, because the Van Valley's picks just work, because we changed, yeah. we totally changed the schedule of the show on you.
Well, and then I was talking to Mop last weekend that it was looking like 99% sure I was going to third shift for a promotion. Then the grounds position finally came up, and it looks like I'm probably going to day shift for grounds now. So it looks like I'm going to day shift.
What time would you go to bed every night after that?
10 o'clock, probably. Because I gotta be at work by 7 a.m. But that might not be till, I mean, that might be not be for a while. I mean, I just put my application in for the promotion. So, and then I have to get do an interview. So, let's see, I'm probably guessing mid-March, end of March interview. And then maybe start April on grounds, I'm hoping. But in March, I'm having surgery on my nose. So, yep.
Well, first off, A, NFL Easy Picks is until August, so there's
yes, so time. There's time for that.
We'll probably do another off-season episode post-draft,
mm-hmm.
but the window for that is so big that,
yeah,
just huge. We could do that whenever, so.
It's so big, Francis can fit through it.
And second thing, we're like, what's up with your nose?
I have a deviated septum, and the only way to fix it is to go in and correct the surgery. So I'm doing that March 24th.
My ex said that.
Yeah. I'll be out of work for 2 weeks. So.
Shoving your nose up too many asses.
Well, I've had it broke 3 times. So.
Shocker.
Yeah. Well, one was sports related. I was pitching and I threw a pitch line drive right back to the face. And how did I know that was going to be a snicker about pitching and catching?
I thought you were the catcher. You just switched positions.
The other 2 times was me being stupid. So.
No.
Yeah. So.
Okay, it's been
1 week since you looked at me. No, sorry.
It's been 2.5 months since an episode.
Yeah.
Of NFL Easy Picks. Only a couple of weeks since an episode of no, Anything Goes. But it's been only a couple of weeks since an episode of NFL Easy Picks.
Right.
That someone doesn't join us on.
It's because of the time. Like when you guys are doing the show, I'm working.
Okay, Joe. You can send us an email.
Yeah, good.
NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com.
All right, I'll do that tomorrow.
You never send us a tweet.
I don't even tweet. I have the Twitter, and once in a while I'll tweet.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of stuff going on in our lives. We got Mop, who's selling, pretty much the highlight of his life lately, is selling the house.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new with you?
Me? I have a new dog.
I seen that.
Yep. What's year and a half old boxer? Named him Brutus. He's sleeping beside me. He's a beast.
You named him after the Ohio State Buckeyes mascot?
No, he was actually in the back of Carolyn's Jeep when we went up and got him. And he jumped up and I was trying to push him back. And I go, oh my God, this dog's a fucking brute. And I go, that's his name, Brutus. Because I wanted to name him Kratos from the God of War video game. And she was like, no. And then I was going to name him Gotham or Bane. But then we went with Brutus. And yeah. So we have Kylie and Brutus.
Or Croc.
Croc.
Killer Croc.
Yep.
So it could just be like, they have like would be the full name, just call him Croc, but you have to be like, ah, it's Killer Croc.
Yep, so we named him Brutus, and he's awesome.
Since we last did an episode, I've moved.
You guys have something else, though.
It's going to get to that. It's a step-by-step thing.
Okay.
Finally moved.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller place. Well, smaller house. But only two people live here now. My room is, I think, a little bit smaller, but I have like a bigger closet with that. It's just pretty much open. Like the other one was like this old school closet. Half of it was like behind a wall, but this is like pretty much just open. And then I got like a shelf on top of that, bunch of other shit. But shit, I got a dresser's all decked out right now. I still got shit that I need to buy for the place or for my room. And then about a month ago, I finally got a girlfriend.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry, Shane. I don't go from one woman to the next as easily as you.
Yeah, well, this one was, she was gonna happen anyways.
So yeah, that was, met her on Plenty of Fish, and then turns out, like, because this was after I had moved, and she was in the same town as I was. It's a smaller town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was living in Akron. That's a bigger city of Ohio. It's not one of the biggest ones, but it's still one. But, moved to a smaller town right next to my hometown, which is smaller than this town. But so I'd seen that she was, like, close by, and, like, we started talking. We kind of hit it off. Then it turns out, like, she's, like, a mile or so down the road from me.
Huh.
I mean, I'm right off Main Street, but it's like a mile, like I said, probably not even a mile down the road, take a left, and like right hand side of the road, it's not that far. So that's been fun the past month. Went to Comic Con today.
Yeah.
Spent about almost $600 just on the ticket. But that got me a photo op with Matt Smith and Karen Gillian, and also autograph from both of them. I had to do them individually.
Right.
It wasn't like thing. Like, I just had to wait in one line. But I was VIP, and VIP for a lot of stuff is really worth it. Like, it was easier to do that, the VIP, than CM Punk. It was crazy. Like, I felt like I had to wait in line much longer. I'm not going to say much longer. Because how Comic-Cons work with the whole VIP thing, that's why I pay it, is to cut waiting down in line.
Right.
Because they let VIPs go in first, and then they do regular people. Well, the regular ticket holders who didn't pay that extra fee. Sometimes, like, you know, maybe you're cutting yourself a little bit, or maybe, like, okay, ooh, yeah, you're the first to get in line. You get the first to wait, get right after the VIP. But how long do you have to wait to have that spot type thing? And I was able to cruise through the autograph lines, and that was fun. Walked around with my friend. I got another friend of mine who's a Northeast Ohio Ghostbuster, because that's actually been a thing for the past so many years that I've known about, where there's groups all over the United States that do kind of like cosplay for Ghostbusters, and you know, they go out and dress up as a group and do all the kind of stuff. And he joined them.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what. He was there. Me and him were talking, and you know, I visit his booth. And he actually gave me a Ohio Ghostbusters patch, which it has the ghost, but then like instead of the normal circle outline across through, it's like the cross goes through, but it's the state of Ohio around it.
Right.
So it looks pretty cool. And I know there's a bunch of other ones around the United States and everything like that. What else did I buy? I bought because we talked about pops. This one segment we can add to this show of like what new pops we've bought.
I don't have any.
No new ones. I've only bought a couple. I bought the Roddy Piper one.
I don't have any. Like I've been debating whether or not to start it because I said on one of the other earlier shows, my guilty pleasure is from when I was a kid was the Golden Girls, and they are releasing pops of the Golden Girls, which means my ass will be having a Betty White one because I love that woman, and that'll probably be my first one. And then I'll probably be like, okay, I need Batman, and I know they have Jack Skellington. And
no, one thing about Batman, you will never own them all.
Oh no,
because
oh, no, there's so many.
That's the thing, like, because I want a lot of Batmans, but there's like I think I only own three, and one of them comes with the Batmobile.
Yeah, like she just bought me a new Batman action figure, and it's for the new movie that's coming out, and it talks and lights up and shit. So
I've seen that video.
Yeah, I was pretty proud of it.
Like, I think with, like, the thing that I like about Pops, I don't know about Mop, and Mop, you can come alive whenever you want.
Oh, I'm just sitting here listening to you guys talk. I'm the one that's got some Pop figures, but I it's on hold until we get done packing and moving. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
want to bring anything new in the house right now.
Yeah, I was kind of the same way. And then after I moved, there was a period of recouping some back bills that I had, and I didn't buy any. Like, the first one I think I ended up buying was the Roddy Piper Target exclusive. That was nice. You know, I know why I thought you had one, Shane, because we were talking about the Boondock Saint ones.
Yeah. And then
right after we recorded that episode, because that's when I was right before I quit PTL, I literally went into the Walmart and bought two of them because this is the only time I've ever seen this where they actually had both Boondock Saints.
Right.
If I ever run across two of them at the same store again, I will pick them up for you, but it's finding, like, I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I haven't either. And then they make a Crow from the movie, which is one of my favorite movies and one of my favorite comic books. And the only place I found that is eBay.
Just get Sting.
No, I don't want Sting. I want the Crow. I know there's just not much of a difference, but damn it, there's a difference to me.
But yeah, I bought that one, but the like I said, the Target exclusive Freddy. And then I went into a store and they happened to have Scarface and Billy the Puppet from Saw. And yes. I was just like, oh my God, like, I'm like, these are like two of the top ones on my list that I really wanted, minus anything Ghostbusters, because I do want, I still want to complete that collection, but that's a lot of money. And I'm working on it bit by bit. And then I also bought a Weeping Angel,
mm-hmm.
a Evolving Dalek GameStop exclusive one. And then today, when I was at Comic-Con, I got the guy who was selling it to me said it was an artist proof. I'm not 100% sure about it, but I know this one is not officially out yet, but I'm looking at it, and I held it in my hand. It didn't appear to be fake. It is the 11th Doctor in a spacesuit. They already have ones for 10 and 12, and I think they go for high money. One's supposed to be a New York Comic-Con exclusive, and the other one was an LA Comic-Con exclusive. So I was able to get this one. Granted, it was like $50,
right?
But I wanted to get my hands on it, and I was debating on getting it signed, but I didn't. Instead, what I ended up getting signed, for those who aren't friends with me on Facebook, and I haven't tweeted it out yet, I got the police telephone sign that's on the TARDIS. About that last week when I was waiting for Fastlane, because in Cleveland, the Quicken Loan Arena is actually connected to a mall, like kind of like underground. You can go to the mall's called Tower City. There's a bunch of stuff in there. And while waiting for Fastlane doors to open, went around there and they had an FYE. And that's one of the biggest FYEs I've seen that's still big. A lot of the bigger FYEs I've known have like shrunk because of just how things have changed. This is still a big FYE with a lot of shit. And I happen to see that sign. I'm like, dude, this is perfect. Because trying to find something, because I'm really picky on what people sign. Like, if I want to be like, oh, I want someone to sign this, it better be something really good. And I've seen that, and like, that's perfect. Because I can have Matt sign it. There's a lot of stuff I can have Matt sign, but it's like have her sign at the same time and make it have make sense. And it had to be Doctor Who. I didn't want to get anything Guardians. I mean, it was an option.
Right.
That's all the Pops I've gotten. You should, I mean, it's my suggestion. I suggest, like, anybody. I like Pops because no matter what you're into, there is a Pop for it. And they keep expanding. Like getting the Golden Girls. Like getting Friends. They did Big Bang Theory a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to search for most of those.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing I like about it, too, is going out with what I call Pop Heaven. And trying to find where you can find certain Pop figures. Like, there's certain stores that are going to have a lot of the newer ones, like your Hot Topics, your FYE, but there's some that maybe they still have a couple that didn't sell. Maybe there's some other stores that don't necessarily get the direct shipments in, and they get them somewhere else. Like, that's where I found Scarface and Billy.
Right. What?
Make a lot of noise over there.
I'm having a dip.
Yeah.
He likes something in his mouth to suck on.
What else? You know, we went to Fastlane. We can get into that shortly. Also, since we did the last show, but a lot of people know this on Razzlecast, but we haven't really talked about it with you, Zhang, that I went to a house show and I met Natalia.
Yes, I saw that.
And met Becky, and I got both their autographs. Met Tommy Dreamer. Wait, wait.
And she didn't. And she's not down in your basement tied up.
Well, no. I mean, you haven't seen her on TV lately, but that's not my fault.
Yeah, that,
right.
There was nothing new that she wasn't on TV before either.
Yeah.
What else? We had the Super Bowl. I don't know if you watched that.
Yes, I did.
Did you cancel the NFL Network?
I wanted to. That was a joke.
I thought it was a good Super Bowl.
Yeah. To me, it's like I posted something on Facebook. It's like, go all season losing one game to look absolutely pathetic in the Super Bowl. I mean, they just didn't look good at all.
It's what happens when a team that that's their first time there plays on emotions and get kicked in the mouth in the very beginning. Guess what? You lose your emotions.
Yep.
You got anything about anything
else? No, dude. I really, honestly, have done nothing.
No.
I started playing Rocket League. Does that count?
I'm gonna start playing Rocket League.
I still don't got an Xbox One. What we were talking about right before we started recording was the money that I spent on Comic-Con. I could have bought either a new TV or a new Xbox or Xbox One.
Actually, you probably could have bought both.
Yeah, at this point, you could have.
Depending on the type of TV I bought.
Right.
I was going to spend about... Well, the money that I spent total there, I mean, I bought the $50 Pop. That's the only thing that actually I paid for out of pocket while there. Oh, no. What's really cash? Oh, I paid $10, which I said, fuck it, for a PDF file for the picture that I got taken.
Right.
And I'd rather do that because, like, A, I don't have a scanner anymore. So I just can't, like, oh, fuck, I'll go home, scan it, and be fine. So I was like, oh, I'll just pay the $10 and I can have the proof, like...
Yeah.
I just have to put in like a certain code. I think my girlfriend actually paid for it, which I do like the cheap for shit sometimes whenever she wants to. But we bought
it's always fun, isn't it?
It's a really cool metal mug. You want to call? I don't know if you want to call it that. I know it's not a goblet.
Those older a beer stein?
No, because there wasn't a lid. I don't know the exact word for it.
A cup?
But it's metal.
Tumbler.
No, tumblers had a handle.
Shane's butt plug?
Go fuck yourself.
But whatever it was, we paid $25 for that, but it came with unlimited refills.
Nice.
While you were there. And they had 5 different flavors, and you poured it yourself. So it wasn't like you had to like wait in line. And they had like a really good like orange soda.
$10 for all day drinking's not bad.
No, I said $25.
Oh, ouch.
That's still not, I mean, think about it. If you buy like 5 drinks, that's probably $25, so.
In between 2 people.
Yeah.
I bought more wrestling shirts.
There's a shocker. I own 1. No, 2. I have 2.
I bought more than that at Fastlane. I bought the Suplex City Cleveland one. One that's color of the Cavs. What was the other one? I had a lot of good shirts that I wanted. Another Kevin Owens fight shirt that I don't own. And the new AJ Styles shirt.
Yeah.
Want that?
But.
Can we just deport him back to Japan yet?
Why?
I fucking can't stand him, and I can't stand his fans.
I don't mind him. It's
fucking overrated.
Also about a Bull Club shirt.
Or they should be on discount now, right?
No, they're not. Bull Club's not broke up.
Oh, Bullet Club. I thought you said Bull. I used to talk about that fat fuck Bull Dempsey.
No, I already have the Bull Dempsey shirt.
God, I hate that fucker.
Don't worry, he's no longer with them.
Good.
I like him. He's going to be at a show in Philly that I plan on going to in April. All because I want to meet the man known as Shawn Michaels. Ultimate bucket list. That's the thing we should... I don't know. We've talked about bucket list stuff, haven't we? Like, stuff we want to do.
Yeah, I've never, there's something I'm doing in July that's on my bucket list that I can't wait to do, and that's going parasailing.
I thought you were going to say getting married.
No, I've already done that once, but I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, have a...
Because I never knew your first wife. Like, I always forget about her.
Well, yeah,
Evidently.
That was all the... Yep. No.
And your wedding is on the 9th, right?
July 9th.
I'll probably be in Michigan at that time.
My youngest cousin's graduation party is now that day. My biggest fear, just because they don't have a date yet, normally the beginning of July is roughly when... AIW's Absolutionist. I don't know when that's going
to
fall.
You better come to my wedding over Absolution, you motherfucker.
Priorities.
Just move it back a week.
I can't. Everything's paid for.
Be like, well, just, hey, we're changing the date. Okay.
No, we can't do that.
I'll pay the difference.
Yeah, okay.
Check them out.
$6,000 wrapped into this shit now. Yeah, weddings aren't cheap.
I was going to say, actually, that doesn't sound bad.
And that's actually a cheap wedding. Then we're going to Myrtle Beach for the honeymoon.
Good old Myrtle Beach.
For the drunken fuckfest?
No, they won't be there at that time, but I, no, neither one of us have been, so I want to go.
Yep. Never been to Myrtle Beach?
Never been to Myrtle Beach.
I went there with my ex. It's okay, but I think it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
Like, or where you stay. Like, we stayed at a, I don't call it a resort, but it was like, it was kind of on the beach. where our actual building was, we had a little walk to do.
Right.
But it wasn't that bad. Or a very, very small drive just because of the heat. Fuck that shit. I'm fat.
Yep.
And there's a couple pools on premise, but you could actually walk to the edge of their property where the ocean was. That's a thing when it comes to vacations. I don't know about you guys. Like, I don't care for the outdoor shit.
I'm not a big outdoor person either. But, I mean, like, there's an aquarium down there I want to go see.
It just depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Like, just hanging out at the beach, no thanks.
Right.
Even, like, just, like, going swimming. Like, I don't mind going swimming. But, like, I don't know. I can't do a day of it.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah. I can't do that either. That's just too boring.
Mm-hmm. When I was with my ex, it was like, and, like, we would go back and forth between the ocean and, like, the pools that they had. Same thing, but obviously different feel, or salt, depending on which one you wanted. But it was like that by day. Maybe we'd go out for lunch, and then like by night do stuff. I think the thing that I like the most, like I like the fact that they had a medieval times down there. I always wanted to go times.
Yeah, that's not too far from where I'm staying.
I don't think it's medieval times, but Gatlinburg's got something similar to that.
Dixie Stampede.
Yeah, that.
Dixie Stampede is also in Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's really the same, because the funny thing was either her or her family paid for Dixie Stampede. After, like, a couple of days later before we left, I was like, I want to go to Medieval Times. I'll pay for it, but I want to go to fucking Medieval Times. Thank you, Cable Guy. The only thing I really remember from the movie is Medieval Times. I've wanted to go since then. And I paid like $20 for a beer.
Jesus Christ.
Ouch.
Came with this like glass. I still have like a really tall glass. I think that was the cheapest like one they had. Because I figured if you're going to get something like that, like a nice souvenir to take home and use it whenever. It's a beer mug or beer glass, not a mug. But other than that, I like indoor shit. Like my ideal vacation is D.C. I love D.C.
Yeah.
I went as a kid. I don't remember most of it though.
Yeah, I went as a kid too.
I went in fourth grade, and that was with my family, and I went eighth grade, and that was with school.
Yeah, I think mine was eighth with school also.
I want to go back alone. Well, not alone, but as an adult.
I went back for a conference, the NEA, which is the union shit for the schools, but yeah. It rained the whole fucking time we were there, and couldn't really do anything. It kind of sucked. And it was over of the July 4th weekend, so fireworks got rained out, and basically we couldn't do much of nothing.
Yeah, there's so much stuff there that I want to go to again, or stuff. Like, I don't think I went to the TV and film part of the Smithsonian.
Yet another thing that was closed when we went.
Yeah.
Really? I've heard the zoo's pretty fun.
They had a really good steakhouse where you could just, like, flip a little thing to, he'll just keep bringing you fucking meats and shit.
Nice.
We can get into some questions.
Okay. We'll try it out.
We could all play it on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
I don't think either one of us have that game anymore.
Nope.
I still do.
I think you can get it on the back catalog, but I'm not sure.
They probably want $40 to buy it for the back catalog.
I think so.
Go to GameStop and probably get it. Granted, I think that would be expensive, but $20.
You should be able to get that cheaper now.
Yeah. Let me look.
I don't know.
I'll look right now. I have the app.
Survey says.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Because those games at GameStop, like, depreciate. It takes them, like, a couple years to depreciate down to under $10. I think I just seen Madden 13 there, and that was the only Madden under $10.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2, pre-owned, $27.99.
Yep, makes sense.
But you can buy the Black Ops 1 and 2 combo pack, pre-owned, for $27.99. So I'd probably buy that and get two games instead of just one.
So you can buy two games that you sucked at.
Yep.
All right, if those who remember when we actually started doing an episode last year, mm-hmm. we had a bunch of questions and not a lot we got to. So we're going to get into some of these, maybe all these, depending on how quick things go, and whatever conversations might pop up. We'll start with the oldest one that's actually from November. Is it okay to go pee in the shower while you're taking a shower?
No.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Fucking gross. It's all over your feet.
You're just in the shower.
That's true. And just if that's a thing, well, it's like your feet. Aim for the fucking drain.
No, I can't do it. My germaphobe will not let it happen.
We had, like, I would piss, like, actually in the shower with my ex. Like, we'd be taking a shower together, but what I would do is I have to, like, aim it to, like, to the wall.
Jesus Christ.
So you pissed on?
No, because I was aiming, I hit, like, on the wall or something.
I'm pretty sure Carolyn would knock me on my ass if I pissed in the shower with her in there.
Sometimes you just piss. Oh. And I had to piss.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And do you? Well, I said I do. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, no.
I had a lot in here from Kata. Just one of his. Would you ever go skydiving or parachuting?
I'm going parasailing. So.
Isn't that in just in water?
Yeah. Well, I think they do the thing too, where you like you're on a boat and but you have a parachute and like with a rope and you go up kind of deal.
It's two similar things.
Yeah.
You're going like only so far in the air.
Yeah.
This is you're going from a plane and you're jumping.
Oh fuck no, I ain't doing that.
I think skydiving you don't pull a parachute till it
3,000 feet.
And then I think parachuting is like jump out and.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big no.
No.
I don't know. Something tells me I would, but it's not like at the high of my, yeah, let's fucking do this list.
Yeah. I mean, if the situation came up, I might do it, but I wouldn't go out and be like, wake up and be like, today's the day I'm going fucking skydiving or whatever. No.
Someone brings you to one of these smaller airports that they have these at. I think it's another at the smaller airports where they leave. And they basically say if you go on this plane, it's free.
Probably.
Once again, no.
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
I don't know. It depends. I'm definitely middle of the road on that one. Like, I think skydiving's the one that, well, both of them really. But I think the biggest thing is actually just jumping out. Because once you're already falling, that's when you've already done the worst part of it. Now you just got to hope the other part actually happens, the parachute, no matter what level you're throwing it on, it opens.
Yeah, I don't need to find out that gravity works. I'm pretty sure it does. I'll take their word for it.
Another one from Keta. What would you do if you were the last man on Earth?
Whatever the fuck I wanted at that point.
Yeah, I can't think of anything like one thing that I would do. I
wouldn't go skydiving because I'd have to control the plane too.
You could just let the plane go do whatever.
Yeah, like I'm just going to jump out, fuck it.
That is like a weird concept, like last man on Earth. Like you're the only, like everybody just disappears and you're the last one left. The fuck do you do?
There would be a lot more alcohol and a lot less clothes.
Like, do you do nothing or do you do something?
Well, I wouldn't be going to work.
Obviously.
I mean, you'd have to do something to get, like, food and...
water.
Yeah.
Well, there's that aspect of it. But I mean, like, fuck it. I'm going to drive as far as I want, and I'm going to go to this test. Well, maybe for us, we'd go to a better climate first.
Yeah, yep. that get out of anywhere that it would turns cold.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I heard your dog.
Yep, he's beside me snoring.
Okay, I couldn't tell if it's your dog or my dog. Well, my dog's like across the room, but I didn't know if it was picking up.
Nope, it's him.
Cheers, shit, I wouldn't live in New Zealand, though.
No.
I wouldn't even want to try to get to New Zealand.
Well, you'd have to get on a ship or fly.
Once again, we can fly any plane we want.
If we know how.
Depending on how good you are, it might be the last thing you do.
Would it matter at that point?
Nope.
Here's a question, something I just thought of.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is that what all that smell is, that smoky smell?
Would you guys take a ride on Titanic 2?
No, God, no.
I probably, but I wouldn't want to pay for it.
Nah, just because of what happened to the first one, I'm good.
Oh, I'm a dude, Titanic.
What is the chances that it's going to happen again?
You never know. History does repeat itself.
With the technology today, nah.
Yeah, with the technology today, I think they did say there will be like more lifeboats. And there was some other like safety caution stuff. I'd do it.
Dude, the advances in technology today, yeah, why not?
I am a Titanic nerd. I love the Titanic. I liked it even before the movie came out.
Right.
You know, there's all kinds of conspiracies around the Titanic.
Jesus Christ. Did Obama bring down the Titanic?
No, it was like there was another ship built at the same time that was actually damaged at some point, and they flipped the nameplates, and it's actually the other boat, not the Titanic, that sunk.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck. Have fun with that.
You mean one of the sister ships?
Yeah, there was like two or three sister ships, and one of them got damaged. Their propeller or something got messed up somehow, and they sent that one out to sink it on purpose so they could collect the insurance money off of it. Yeah, it's a rabbit hole. Have fun.
I think it was the Titanic, the Olympic,
and the Santa Maria.
No,
it wasn't the Olympic. The Olympic, I think, was actually an older model.
No, the Olympic was a sister ship.
Then it might have been the Olympic that they were talking about.
There was a third one that I didn't learn about until not that long ago, within the probably past 10 years. I'll try to look it up quick.
All I know is if I'm getting on that Titanic 2, Celine Dion better be playing My Heart Will Go On live.
I almost promise you that's going to happen at some point.
Well, then sign me the fuck up.
Well, there was a film called Titanic 2.
There was, wasn't there?
Have they made it yet, or is it coming out?
I thought it came out, and I thought it was like one of those sci-fi ones.
I think it's older. Let me check.
Sharknado 3 is on Netflix, by the way. Fucking amazing.
It is. I've already watched it.
Me too. 2010 disaster film.
Actually, it is the Olympic is the one that it was supposedly ran by a British vessel. So they're trying to get the insurance money, so they flipped the name of the Titanic and the Olympic and sank the Titanic on purpose to collect the insurance money.
Jeez.
Some people have way too much time on their hands.
Well, yeah.
Third boat and trying to look up. Anyway, but with me, like, I was into, like, Titanic before, like I said, before the movie. Like, I think I got interested in because, like, some book that I seen as a kid, like, seen and then kind of, like, read through and just loved that whole story. And then it was obviously post whatever the guy who actually discovered the Titanic.
Britannic.
I knew it was something like that. I wanted to say, like, Titan, but that I think that's partly what Titanic means. And there's also, there was a conspiracy, not conspiracy theory, like one of those, like, weird coincidences that there's a book out that came out before the Titanic that almost predicted the Titanic, and the book was named like a thing that leads to Titanica or the Titan,
because it's all connected, man.
But anyway, whatever they found that the Titanic, it was post this because it actually had like all these like pictures of the wreckage that they finally found and all this shit. And love that I had a video game on my computer. It was a point and click adventure called Titanic Adventures Out of Time, and it's about a guy who has this whole big mission that he has to do on the Titanic. And then originally, like in his lifetime, he fucked up and he ended up going back to England to live in this like shithole of an apartment. You have to do this point click thing around his room. And then there's an air raid and they get bombed. And he, like, for some reason, the character goes back in time and relives everything on the Titanic. You have, like, all this shit you have to do. And it's a first-person point of view, too. So you're, like, walking around the Titanic and going in all these, like, places and everything that, like, later on I would see in the movie. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But totally, totally love everything Titanic. But that's just me. That's what I'd go in a heartbeat.
Yeah, the Thinking Sideways podcast did one on the conspiracies of the Titanic. You might want to give it a listen.
I got too many fucking podcasts to listen to.
It's a one podcast.
Yeah,
two episodes. There's stuff I listen to weekly, the stuff I'm trying to go back and listen to, and then I actually try to start Serial, and I got an episode and a half in, I haven't been able to go back and listen to it more.
Serial?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's just Blueberry.
Okay, Cole Cabana.
That was the first one that came to my head. I couldn't think of anything.
Cole Cabana made a similar joke when I was talking about Serial to him, because he started off a podcast that's very similar to that, but it's, I always, what should I say, I'll preface this, when you guys always talked about Serial, I thought that it was just this radio mystery type thing, that they made it sound like lifelike.
No.
So, hold on, but that's the premise I had in mind.
Right.
That's what I thought it was. Then, when Colt started his new one, that the first episode is available on his Art of Wrestling feed, but to get the rest, you have to join this one network.
Patreon.
I forget what it is, but that pilot episode to me was good, and he compared it to Serial, so I thought, oh, okay, so this is like the wrestling version. We're gonna make up a story and have it really good and told really well. Okay, cool. And I think I was talking to you, Mop, before NFL East Fix, and you're like, oh no, that's a real story.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? So then I went back and like looked up that wrestler that Colt talks about. I'm like, no shit. So that gave me like this different point of view on Serial, and I have not got a chance to like go back and do that, because I listen to stuff when I drive, but it's like I said, podcasts that I listen to weekly, podcasts that I'm going back and listening to episodes that I missed. Like I just downloaded a bunch of Talk is Jericho, but it's like interviews that I never listened to that I'm like, oh shit, like I really want to listen to this because it's somebody I really like. And I downloaded a couple of Shawn Michaels interviews that I want to listen to before I meet him.
Yeah, there is a couple of like fictionalized stories out there like that.
Yeah.
But no, that Serial's a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just getting time to go through Serial. I'm also trying to catch up on Cerebral Satire, because I stopped listening to them when they switched to their own feed. And then what I do is I'll listen to some of the new episodes, try to get like from a certain point, but then I go back on their feed because it's not that far back, and try to listen to some of the older ones in order too. But it's just, it depends on what I'm in it for.
Yeah, I went back and restarted my Audible account, so I've got a couple audiobooks I've been listening to lately.
Yeah, me too.
Basically just one.
I think I'm about to cancel mine, or if there's an option to just put it on hold, or just like, okay.
Oh yeah, I mean, you don't lose the credit. credits if you cancel it.
But no, it's not that. I bought one book recently. It's a book that me and my girlfriend started. Let's just organize some shit. We're updating the update. So that's one thing. Like when me and my girlfriend got together, we started liking books and stuff. And I suggested her to Gone Girl, Fault in Our Stars, because she didn't watch either. I was like, oh, we're books. I'm like, we'll watch movies that. We had fun with that. Then I'm like, oh, what should we do next? It's this. The Girl on the Train. It's going to be something this year. Decided to do that one, and it's compared a lot to Gone. But I have a bunch of books that I haven't started, finished on here. I have a whole series that I never finished. At the end.
Right.
Yeah, you ain't missing much.
Mm. Yeah, I can't even finish the first book, and I ended up buying the whole series.
Why would you do that?
I have the second Dexter book. I haven't started up. I bought a Dusty book. I bought a book called Hard History about Shaq's book. One of his books, Shaq cut a story. He doesn't.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't think you'd understand it if he did.
So one of me and Kobe. I was like, hey, Kobe. Yeah. Like, hey, what?
It's funny because I bought NBA 2K16. And he does play-by-play on like the halftime show and the pregame and postgame, and you can't understand anything he says on the whole game. He's like, "Well, I'll tell you already, blocks," and I'm like, "What?"
Goddamn, Johnny Manziel.
That's a fun because now we have Shane here.
There's now a report that he was at the Miami nightclub hours after learning his case was sent to the grand jury. Jesus Good job, Christ. Johnny.
You're done. See you later.
There's actually a picture of him drinking a beer and a hat.
Oh my God.
And the NFL hasn't ruled yet.
They won't touch it until the legal case is over, probably.
I think he's gonna get Ray Rice.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't.
He both has to.
I know this one guy who sometimes just talks like, and this was after a lot of stuff came out. He's just like, yeah, I think he's gonna go to Dallas. I'm just like, dude. He's gonna get fucking Ray Rice.
He would have gone to Dallas if it wasn't for the court case.
Yeah, this was after everything came out.
Yeah, he's done.
No, after everything came out, he was done.
I just think no one's gonna touch him.
Nope.
He might maybe be a backup somewhere.
No, nobody's gonna. He'll,
nobody's Canadian gonna touch him.
Maybe Canadian League.
If that. Yeah, he's done.
And then the guy tried to tell me, which he almost kind of sounded like Mop. He's like, yeah, because he's a fucking Pittsburgh
fan. Right.
But he was just like, yeah, I always knew Manziel was going to be a bust. I'm like, wasn't really a bust.
No, he just.
I mean, granted, it wasn't a great pick.
Right.
But to say he was a bust, he was trying to save for on the field stuff. And like, actually, on the field.
On the field, he was decent. It was his off the field shit that.
Yeah, it became more and more bad off-field shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was always some grumblings about his off-field shit all along, but it's like when he got up there and got out, basically out on his own, you know, no parents around, no nothing, he went ballistic.
Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
And then everybody has been backing away from him. His family don't really condone anything. His management with LeBron, like that, or like that company, has left him. His agent left him.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, but he's kind of built this hole for himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, all you have to do is behave. It's not that hard, and you get paid millions of dollars to throw a football. How hard is that?
I think I don't remember if me and Mop talked about this, or me and my one friend talked about this, that I think there's something psychologically wrong with Manziel that no one knows.
Maybe.
Yeah, we talked about it. I don't know. I think alcoholism is his problem.
Yep.
And then what else? Did hear one bit of good news, but it's going to flip the opposite way because of Cleveland, that supposedly the Browns are interested in Kaepernick.
Yeah.
I was thinking more RG3, but Kaepernick would work too.
Suppose it's us and the Texans.
For Kaepernick?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to be a better fit in Houston, but...
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Browns would definitely be an upgrade.
See, I'm hearing Philly wants RG3.
Dude, Philly wants anybody but Sam Bradford.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, I just read they've upped the offer to him, and they're offering him more and more money to stay.
Yeah. Well, new coach. I mean, I like the direction they're going, but I think Kaepernick would be a good fit in Cleveland.
I love Kaepernick. Like, I wanted Kaepernick to come to the Bears, because there were rumors last season to getting rid of Cutler, or maybe doing some sort of trade or something like that. I'm just like, I'll fucking take Kaepernick. I like Kaepernick.
The one thing with Kaepernick, he knows
how to beat the Packers.
Well, the one thing with Kaepernick, it seems, is he needs good receivers around him. He's not going to make a team better. You know what I'm saying? he's not going to be the one to make bad receivers good. So Cleveland needs receivers.
Well, we still have the possibility of Gordon.
Yes.
But they haven't ruled on anything yet, which is, to me, is odd.
Yeah, I don't know. He has 90 days or 60?
I thought the date had already come and gone that he had to apply for it. I figured it would be a fairly quick decision.
He, as in Roger Goodell, has like so long to officially make a decision. I want to say, I can't remember if it was 60 days or 90 days. And it's not like, oh, I'm going to make sure he gets what he deserves type thing. It just could be like, I'm busy, too busy to review stuff and all that kind of stuff. Just because.
Yeah, he's got all kinds of new cases he's got to be looking into.
Yeah, got to look into the other Browns.
Well, there's the guy, one down in Dallas that just got nabbed. No. The other, there's another one down in Dallas that got nailed on, I think it was a drug test. Something to do with one of the, like, that Jags defensive end, Dexter Fowler, I think is his name. He got himself in some hot water over something. You've got McCoy's
thing. He was cleared.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the NFL isn't going to look into it and do something.
From what I've heard, it was off-duty Buffalo police that were taunting McCoy and his entourage, and it was his entourage that fought back. McCoy didn't lay a finger on anybody.
There's video out there, but there's a lot of shenanigans that went on with it. Like, the prosecutor met with McCoy and his defense attorney privately before charges were ever decided on.
Oh.
Yeah, there's some shadiness going on there.
Some shadiness from shady.
There's a pun.
Pun intended.
Yeah, so going back to the Browns and everything. There could be a reason why that's could be the reason why they haven't did anything. The Browns still have a second overall. Right. Depending on how everything goes, I don't know if they would trade that for cap, because I would want to get cap no matter how we get him.
I think it would have to be a trade.
Yeah.
Unless the 49ers were to cut him. But if there's any interest in him, why would you cut him?
Yeah.
I think RG3's already been cut.
And they already, he's good. He's cleared shit out. Well, it's one of those things like he's cut, but he's not cut.
Right.
It's just not official. They have to wait till the new year.
Kind of like same with Forte, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that too. We talked about it before that was news.
That he was going to probably get cut. Where he cleared out his locker and shit and said goodbye.
Which one? Which one are we talking about?
Forte.
No, we didn't talk about that. We were talking about just, we didn't think he was coming. Like, at least I said, I don't think he was coming back. But it wasn't him. I thought it was management. And I was exactly right. They were like, yeah, we're not resigning you.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought they would do negotiations, but I thought they'd be like, listen, we ain't going to resign you anything more than this. Take it or leave it. Like, I thought they're going to Urlacher. But it was like, nah, we're good.
They may have.
It's what sucks.
They may have more respect for him than to offer him what they were willing to pay him, too.
Right.
I think they're just going to, like I said before, as soon as I see it as well as Langford has done, and as soon as you start doing it, I said it, they want that.
Well,
they want that. Because, they're like, well, you're doing just as good as Forte. We're paying you less than Forte. We're going to keep you.
Well, more than likely that's going to bite him in the ass, because Forte's done that year in and year out. Langford's done it for 6 games. And you had Jeffries you had to sign. Jeffries is a must sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeffries is the must sign, and they still have the first round draft pick from last year that
Kevin White.
Yeah,
and Forte's 30. He's only got a couple more years probably in him. You might as well let him go, because you're gonna have to pay him buku bucks to keep him.
Yeah, that's definitely why they did re-sign him.
That's sad, but that's the life of the NFL.
I just don't want him to see to go to Green Bay or Pittsburgh.
Green Bay was one of the rumors.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's one of the high rumors.
No, because they still have Lacy. It depends on Lacy, but he's another one that is looking like Dallas is the front runner.
Eddie Lacy?
No, Forte.
Oh, I was about to say Eddie Lacy, cheeseburger Eddie. Fucker got fat.
You know who else I wouldn't count out is Detroit. Detroit's looking to make a big fucking splash. They just hired that GM from New England.
Yeah.
They're looking to make a splash with this new guy. They've cut a bunch of players. That's somebody I think they would try to bring in.
I'd rather him go to Dallas.
I don't mind Detroit.
I mean, I'd rather him come to Cleveland, but...
Yeah, I know. You don't like Detroit because he's in the same division, but I don't know. I've always had a liking to the Lions.
Because they're just up 75.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, Dayton and Detroit are... Like, Dayton would be kind of a... little baby brother to Detroit. And
I was thinking what Dayton's like a high class version of Detroit.
No, it's about the same. I mean, both are pretty much run by we're run by the car industry. And then when car industry went away, both kind of went to shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that Kat is not listening anymore, let's get back to questions.
Yeah, there was a lot of football talk.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about basketball.
Yeah, Golden State, man.
Stephen Curry's the fucking man.
Oh my God, he's fucking untouchable. Seriously.
And it's funny how all of the experts when he was drafted, oh, he's too little, he can't make it in the NBA. How's that working?
And yeah, is he going to get MVP again this year? Unless he gets injured, but. I mean, Jesus Christ. He's on another level.
Fuck him.
Haters gonna hate.
I don't hate him. Just fuck him.
And Cleveland just, like, gives up players left and right. I just don't...
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
I don't get it.
You only give a very show.
Wasn't he a pretty big part of that finals series?
No, he was out last year.
Yeah.
He was the one that was, like, he was, like, the sixth man that come off the bench. And...
Wasn't it Tristan Thompson at that time?
I thought he had a foreign name.
Mozgov?
Yes.
They all sound the same.
Well, one's Russian, the other one's Portuguese.
Yeah, same.
Mozgov is Russian. look up Mozgov commercials from Cleveland. Oh my God! Like they get them to do. It's one thing they do. I don't know about you guys. Like look kind of like local businesses will get them to be on like commercials, or local franchises will get them to be in commercials. And like his are the funniest. I should say they get any local athlete, but oh my God, Mozgov is funny. Really understand the motherfucker, but like they had to get rid of Virgil. It was a business decision.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
He was a very loyal to Cleveland dude, but A, injuries, B, they paid him way too much money.
Yep.
Yeah, but did they have to give him to Golden State?
I know.
No, we didn't give him the Golden State. We gift wrapped him, but they're the ones that picked him up.
Oh, you guys actually cut him?
Mm-hmm.
No. We gave him to somebody else. And then he bought out his contract, or they bought out his contract or something. And then they have, which I didn't realize, that they have the Z rule, because Z was traded from the Cavs back on LeBron's last year.
Yep.
Had the contract buyout, waited a month, and went back to the Cavs. And since then, there's now a rule that you have to be, I've heard you have to be gone away for the team for a year. I don't know if that's like you have to be gone away for the team till the end of the season or a full year.
Why in the fuck would you do that? That's stupid.
It's a way for the team to like build. Like you trade away a player, but you end up getting him back anyway.
Why would you institute rules where you can't do that? That's a win-win for the player and the team.
You are the other end, though. I don't know. It's sports.
Yep. Yeah, I see Miami just picked up Joe Johnson, which is a good pickup for them.
Why, they needed another over-the-hill player?
No, he still plays really good for being at his age. It's just Wade can't do it as good as he used to, so.
So Dwayne Wade is really good for his age also, but yeah. They're both, like, almost 50.
No, they're not. They're not even 40.
So, Mop, how about that NASCAR?
I haven't watched any of it yet.
Oh, shit. No left turns?
Nope. The only thing TV, I haven't really watched any TV at all. It's been, I actually started watching that Haven. It's actually...
Edge was on?
Yeah. It's actually pretty good. It's real hit and miss. It's actually based on a Stephen King book, and I didn't know that. Edge actually does a really good job, I thought, as an actual actor. But it's not bad. Of course, I've already finished it, so got to find something else. Now.
I watched Fuller House.
Yeah, the wife started watching that. No, thank you.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't started watching it. I'm so behind on shit. I'm slowly but surely catching up. And then I just recently started watching ROH Weekly and New Japan on Access TV. On top of all my other shit.
Yeah.
At least I don't have to produce a NFL podcast every week now.
Right.
I'm really struggling to get into wrestling. Right.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not finding it all that interesting.
Is wrestling just not wrestling anymore?
No, I think it's me more than it is that, but...
Here's my biggest thing so far that I was just like, what the fuck did they do that for then? Okay, we're at the Royal Rumble, okay? Rock's suplexing everybody, and then the Wyatt family eliminates him. So you're thinking, okay, Bray Wyatt versus Brock at Mania. Cool. And now it's Brock versus Dean. Like, what was the point of...
Rewrite.
Okay.
Big rewrite.
Yeah.
They went with what they were going to go with at Rumble, and then everything that they were doing with Ambrose and Lesnar was just better. And in my own opinion, I think they're building Ambrose to stuff past WrestleMania. So you, like, what were you going to do with Ambrose?
Right.
Maybe have him in an Intercontinental title match?
I almost feel like that they floated the idea of letting him win that three-way at Fastlane. I really do think they flirted that idea of him winning it to take on Triple H.
I think they flirted with the idea for the fans to see the reaction that we get.
I thought the fans got behind it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
But that's what I'm talking about. The fans got behind it, so they said, oh, like, they were baiting everybody, testing the reactions, and then when they seen it, they were like, okay.
They pulled the old Vince Russo swerve on us.
No, they're going to keep the way that they were going, but they keep that in mind for the future.
Yeah.
I'll say it right here, and I've said it, I think, a few other times recently. Dean Ambrose is going to be WWE World Heavyweight Champion or Money in the Bank holder by the end of it.
Oh, I could see that totally. But now, doesn't that hurt Roman in the end, though? Because you've teased everybody with Ambrose winning, you know, having a shot at the title to go back to Reigns for a second straight year.
Well, since I know you don't listen to any shows, or at least you just get really behind for stuff. But
yeah, I get really behind.
Like, really, really behind.
Mm-hmm. I think I listened to, like, 30 minutes of WrestleCast this week, and then something else came up.
A lot of people are bitching about Reigns winning and how, like, that's going to end the WrestleMania, and they're belly aching about it. This is the catchphrase that I've been saying. Eat shit, IWC.
Yep.
Because this is your turn to have a ending to a WrestleMania that you don't like. It's going to happen every so many years, and you have to learn to like it, because what, like, you're going to have to wade through this to get what's on the other side.
I kind of agree, but I think it's more than just the IWC. I think the general fans got behind Ambrose.
Yeah, general fans were behind, but a lot of the general fans are also still behind.
It doesn't seem like as many. It seems like there was more behind Ambrose, and you've already teased the Ambrose being there.
Ambrose is not Reigns. And what I mean that is Reigns is Cena. They want to build that Cena. Yes, they still have Cena, but they need someone there because Cena doesn't have that much left to full-time. I think he's gonna be part-time for here shortly.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that. I think that's best for him and his life in the future.
Yep.
Like, I'm not talking about a Rock part-time. I'm just talking about, like, he's going to do other stuff.
Yeah,
within WWE's realm, but still be able to come back for the big events and make it seem bigger.
Yeah, come back for a couple months and then go away for 2 or 3 months. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the casual fans will still like Reigns winning at WrestleMania. They're not turning their back on Roman Reigns because they're not like IWC fans. A lot of the times when you're a casual fan, you like about every face. You'll be like, well, I like so-and-so more, but I still like this guy.
I like Reigns. There's a couple things I wish they would change up, like the body armor, and just kind of get away from that. Stop using that crutch. You know, actually be your own character.
What do you mean by be his own character?
He's still the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D.
So they're all the same person, the same guy from S.H.I.E.L.D., except they wear different gear.
Different
Dean
music.
Ambrose. Dean Ambrose. Well, Dean Ambrose. Well, technically, it's different too.
Yeah,
it's similar.
It's got a Samoan beat to it.
No. It's kind of stripped down a little. Like, they took a little bit out of the original S.H.I.E.L.D. theme for Reigns' theme.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to them side by side, or one after the other, and if you have the ear like I do, you can actually tell there's a difference.
Yeah, I don't have that ear. They sound about the same to me.
No, there is a difference in between. I mean, it's got, like, the same flow to it. It just sounds a little different.
What about Booker T? Booker T went from Harlem Heat to Booker T, and guess what? Same fucking theme.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't remember it, and I probably wouldn't have liked it then either.
Yes, no, no. I think I made a joke about that once, that Daniel Bryan owes royalties to Harlem.
Yes, he does.
But they're all the same characters. It's just they added different nuances.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like that Ambrose and Rollins...
And you said character. I want him to be his own character. Well, they're all the same thing.
Except one
turn heel.
I feel like that Ambrose and Rollins have differentiated themselves from what they were in the Shield. Whereas Roman still seems to be that same guy.
How did Ambrose do it?
Dude, he's become a PG nut job.
There's always a PG.
Yeah, he had that nut job going in the Shield too.
It seems more pronounced
now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more turned up now.
And where did that start?
I'm going to guess back on the indies at some point, but...
No. Well, no, well, not that kind of start. It started when Seth Rollins turned.
Mm-hmm.
Was it then, or was he doing the women? Oh God, he kept coming out with all kinds of stupid gimmicks like tongs and shit. Was that
that's the when he started turning it up. I'm talking.
Because
mm-hmm. like when he cut the promo and like he threw the mic down twice. Remember?
Yeah, he dropped the mic twice. That's awesome.
But that was the beginning of it. Reigns is a bit different.
He's
just because I mean just cause he's got the same similar attire and similar ring right. entrance.
And similar music. So, I don't know. I just want to see him be his own person.
You know what you want to see? You want to see him heal.
I think they missed the boat on that already.
No.
I think they should have done that a long time ago.
I mean, he could do this, like, say it. Somehow they tie, you know, like, the pay-per-view after Mania, if it's like a triple threat, or it's like Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns should flip shit right there, join the authority. I mean, it's easy for him to still pull the heel card. But, I mean, this is so... Go back like 6 years ago. What were we talking about? Oh, they missed the heel card on John Cena. Now we're talking about the heel card with Roman Reigns. So obviously they're doing something to make him like John Cena.
Oh, no doubt. It just...
I think they're going to flip Reigns for a while, though.
Because
they currently still have Cena.
I really think they should have already done it, though.
Nah,
they had a perfect chance at this last pay-per-view to turn on Ambrose. No,
you impatient motherfucker. That's a build. Because I sense like, yeah, like that's the perfect way to turn him. Why do it now?
You mean like calling yourselves brothers for the last year and then turning on him? That doesn't count as a build?
Right. They're teasing
him. No, hold on. But, okay, yeah, you get that payoff. You get it going into WrestleMania, but they're not going to be in a match together. Oh, that's a really great payoff, Mott. Why don't you have it go past Mania?
Yeah.
And then as far as what I'm thinking they're going, Money in the Bank. Give Ambrose Money in the Bank. You want him to turn heel? That's when you do. You have some time between WrestleMania 32 and WrestleMania 33. Have the belt be involved and the Money in the Bank be involved between those two. I'm almost guaranteeing it's going to happen. But it's not like, oh, they see that right now it's got to happen now because they've been teasing it this month. So yeah, they almost fought each other. Calm down. Money in the Bank. There's so much on that. And not to mention, they're going to build they're building Ambrose by going against Lesnar. This is fucking...
So questions?
I don't know if there's any more about like wrestling right now we could talk about.
No, not really. I mean, the Shane O'Mac thing coming back was really cool.
I had that ruined for me. I was kind of pissed.
I didn't have it ruined at all because I kind of I've noticed since I stopped doing like calling into shows and stuff, I don't have shit spoiled for me as much and I actually like it.
Well, I don't like get to watch Raw until back to the yard about 8. 10 o'clock at the latest is when I turn it on.
See, I turn it on Tuesday morning at like 1:30 when I get home from work.
And I actually was trying to stay off Facebook, and then like at one point I accidentally touched the app.
Yep.
And it loaded up really quick, and like the first post it showed me said Shane O'Mac is back from a friend, and I'm like, motherfucker.
Would that be the hard hitter? Because that was on mine too.
No, it was somebody else.
Oh, well, he posted it on his, and I'm like, what? But, yeah, I had it ruined for me, too, but it still was really cool to see.
I just don't get why Taker.
Well, I mean, he's going to stack the deck against him, but I don't know.
I think they're going to tell the story on that one, because Undertaker's going to be at Raw.
Yeah, he's going to be there tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
Oh, the Undertaker can be bothered to show up for a match with McMahon?
Yeah, he's going to be there tomorrow, and I actually work different hours, so I'll get home around 10:45, so I won't have it too ruined for me.
Yeah, I think things are going to build this week by week. A lot of people are thinking someone's going to come in and wrestle for Shane, but I don't
think so. Do you think this is because they found out Cena's not going to be back in time for Mania?
Yep.
I think they had probably both planned just in case.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it feels.
But because I know from a friend's account, Shane was at Fastlane. So he was in with the company. It wasn't like, hey, we need you in today type. So, but the thing is, like, I know a lot of people are thinking like, oh, you know, Cena might get cleared in time. So, you know, they'll make the switch at the last minute. You don't book a match the week after a pay-per-view for the next one that's 6 weeks away and then plan on like changing it 2 weeks before.
Right.
And just hope that the guy is healthy enough to be there.
So it's not a hope thing. It's just you don't create a blockbuster max blockbuster match to sell tickets. Granted, they're not going to have that much problem selling tickets. But you don't put, like, so much into it. And especially say, you will have a match at WrestleMania against The Undertaker. Not like, maybe, you know, we'll pick, figure out who your opponent is next week and we'll do... Like, they could have milked that if that was the case. But they just... went quick to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me think we're going to see those two. No Cena.
No.
I didn't see it. So does he look like he's in like enough shape to keep into a match like that?
Shane?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, he looked to be in decent shape. I mean, he's put on some weight, but he looks all right.
All of us have.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll be, you know, jumping off a 50-foot high scaffold by any means like he used to, but I mean, shit, but you never know with him. I loved watching Shane McMahon matches.
Yeah, you love watching because he fucking does stupid shit that gets himself hurt really badly. Like the King of the Ring going through the glass thing.
Oh my God, I watched that today as a matter of fact.
I think he'll be fine.
And what's the deal with Owens? Is it going to be Ziggler at Mania?
I don't know. I know who I want it to be, but...
It's rumored to be Styles.
Yeah, that's who I want it to be.
Oh, God damn it.
That's kind of like a, here you go, IWC, because you're not getting what you want for the main event, I think.
I know, but it makes me not want to watch a Kevin Owens match.
What's your hatred for AJ Styles? Where that's like too many other people like him, so I hate him.
Because the way people talk about him, like he's a fucking god, and he's really not.
They're building the shit out of him, so.
Oh no! According to the fucking idiots, they're burying him.
They are not. Jesus Christ.
Oh no! They're burying him because he lost one match.
Yeah.
People who say that don't know the actual meme terms.
He lost
sure
one
they
match.
Do. They're the IWC. They know all and can cite everything.
He lost one match to Chris Jericho. No, that doesn't mean nothing.
Oh, a future Hall of Famer. He lost a match to, so they're burying him. That's
that's a
thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. These people are idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. He's not going to be like Goldberg and go like 250-0. He's going to lose some matches, and it's not going to derail him by any means.
Well, it's kind of like what Jericho said, that, like, how people criticize Jericho. He's either burying talent or he's a jobber.
Well, I just go back. You know, didn't Cena bury Kevin Steen, or I'm sorry, Kevin Owens, when he first got to the company? Yeah, they buried him hard.
Right, because those are idiots, and I've said that forever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem is, you know, people that... I don't even... This is where being a wrestling fan pisses me off. Because it's like people that don't get what they want, they throw these fucking little two-year-old temper tantrums. And it's like, oh my God, AJ Styles lost a match to Chris Jericho, who is a guaranteed Hall of Famer. And he's getting in the ring with a future Hall of Famer. It's derailing him. Bullshit. If he was in there with fucking Bo Dallas, okay, then I would be a little concerned. But no.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah, it would. At the same time, it'd be great. I'd love to watch that match. But... I mean, they're not fucking derailing him. It's like, shut the fuck up.
IWCs, it's...
Yep. Lay down, dumbass.
I'm laying down. Ooh.
Can we have AJ Styles join the Social Outcast, too?
God, those guys.
Yeah, he's going to join the...
Baylor Club.
The Bulletproof Baylor Club.
Down in NXT, that would be fucking fantastic.
No, he's going to help them get onto the main roster.
No, put him down in NXT.
Too sweet me, bro.
Boring.
Cannon, where you at? Too sweet me.
The late 90s called, they want their catchphrase back.
Yeah.
The 1890s called, they want your birth certificate back.
Oh.
They don't have it. Who said I was born?
You were hatched?
Maybe.
Didn't I see you in Jurassic Park?
Yeah, he was the baby velociraptor.
That would be sweet.
What else about wrestling are you just not feeling? Is wrestling just not wrestling?
I don't know. It's just, I can't seem to find time. Like, I have the time because I'll watch other things. But I always just skip watching Raw.
I like watching Raw. I like watching Raw. I like watching ROH. And I've been liking watching New Japan. Because it's something that it's just like I'm exploring. I feel refreshed watching ROH just because I've been wanting to sit down and try to watch it every week. And now I have a ritual. Yeah. Which is going to get broken this week just because I don't think there's a new episode because of the iPay-per-view. So I'll try to watch iPay. But it just is fully getting into it full time of ROH that I'm enjoying.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like watching TNA.
I've been watching TNA.
I enjoyed watching ROH for what it was. I mean, it's a wrestling. It's an old school wrestling show,
mm-hmm.
And I like that aspect. I just it's so hard to keep up with everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I started watching Lucha Underground, and I really like that.
Did you start at the beginning or the beginning of the new season?
Beginning of the new season. I'm going to go back and watch last season because it's like a long-term story with it. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed what I watched of, but that's another one I've started falling behind, and it's like, I got to cut something.
Lucha, I downloaded the first season. It's just when I get a chance to catch up on it. Like, I've been still catching up with other shows. Like, I finally caught up with Big Bang Theory not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I finally finished The League not that long ago. I've been catching up with some other shows. Like, I just caught up with, I think, The Muppets this past week. I still have to catch up with Two Broke Girls, which I'm this season behind on. I'm like two and a half seasons behind on Total Divas.
Oh, I'm way behind on Total Divas.
Playing an Xbox now?
No.
You're not clicking.
It's my computer.
Oh, actually, okay.
Yeah, I've pretty much been watching CW shows, believe it or not. Arrow.
You know what
Flash.
Show I got? She got me into it. It's on CW, I believe. It's Supernatural.
Oh, that show's been around for like 15 years now.
Yeah, I just got into it. It's actually not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, I'm watching, like, I'm for like episode 9 on season 1 on Netflix. But yeah, I found another, what's that show? It's called The Boondocks. It's an animated show on Netflix. It's fucking, I love that show.
That's a Adult Swim show.
Yep, I just got into that.
I'm far behind on that. I'm like, there's a lot of shows that I end up stop watching, but it wasn't anything against them. It's just how it ended up happening.
Yep.
Like that, Venture Brothers and Metalopolis. I know I'm like, there's a couple seasons I need to watch on all of them.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to, if I do that with Venture Brothers, I actually want to go back to the beginning because that's actually like a pretty good show. So Lucha. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's like, eventually I'll try to watch that, but it's just, there's so much shit to catch up. I mean, in between that, all the podcast stuff, and spending time with the girlfriend, wrestling, there's just so much shit
for
me to do. And I'm not planning on slowing down anytime soon. And you have Shane, who's up his fiance's ass.
No, it's just I have a ton of shit going on, trying to get shit done for the wedding, and, you know, scheduling my surgery, and...
What did you do last night?
What did I do last night? What the hell did I do last night?
You said you couldn't do last night.
Nope. We went out, that's why.
Yeah, I didn't go out. I stayed in.
Yeah.
I think we stayed. We went down. We did. I mean, we went out to eat, like, literally in between our houses. There's a nice little Mexican restaurant. We went there.
She cut my hair, and then went out to dinner. We were going to go see Deadpool again, but we decided to come home.
Which Mop hasn't seen.
Deadpool? I've seen Deadpool.
You said you didn't he?
No, he said he saw it.
Oh, you did say you seen it? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I went the Sunday of opening weekend.
Yeah, we went Saturday of opening weekend.
We went Saturday of opening weekend, and also while waiting for Fastlane, because in that same Tower City, there's a movie theater, so we're like, fuck it. And literally watched that again, or I did, like me and a friend went.
Was.
And then we walked over and we waited about like...
Awesome.
Maybe about a half hour in line.
Yeah.
Before it opened. But...
You have to find a theater that's got that lounge seating.
Yeah, we found one. The one we went to didn't have it, but yeah, we found one, and that's where we're going
to
go.
I haven't found one with, like, the hardcore lounge seating, but the one that I went to did happen to have it was leather seats, but they, like, the arms did go up, but they didn't recline. I mean, they went back a little bit, but I'm talking about, like, a recline.
No, this is legit. Got a button on the side that you raise and lower the feet and everything. That the one theater down here has nothing but that. They've gotten rid of, like, all of their regular seating, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I think the one that we're going to see, Batman versus Superman, is like that.
Are they doing that in 3D?
I don't know.
Because they did not do Deadpool in 3D at all.
No, they didn't. I was hoping they did because I wanted to see it in 3D, but I don't know if Batman versus Superman has. I'm not sure about Suicide Squad either, which we were going to see both of them.
I want Suicide Squad to be good. I really do.
I think it's really going to be. I think it's going to be better than expectations.
Before we go any further, breaking news. Granted, this will go up way later, whenever I actually get around to editing it. But news for us, Leonardo DiCaprio has won an Oscar.
Well.
Before the Eagles won a ring.
Or the Browns. So fuck you.
No, the meme that I was reading that off, it said, literally says, Leo won an Oscar. And it's, you know, top pitchers has Leo. And at the bottom is the Eagles logo. And it says, before the Eagles won a ring.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that discussion of how many Oscar-winning movies have you actually seen?
Yeah.
Some years it's high. I think, I don't know about this past year.
I'm talking about just the winners.
What movie did he win for?
Divergent?
That's what it's called. I haven't got to watch it yet. I kind of want to see it.
Oh, the one where he gets attacked by the bear?
Reverend.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, this thing says a list of the awards, but then it has fucking 9 movies from 2014. That's not what I wanted.
Nope.
It depends on how they go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't give a shit who wins an Oscar. They're never gonna. The movies that I like are never gonna get to win any of the awards. So
correct.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Like better movies.
No.
Right. Like Grand Budapest Hotel.
I'd say like all the. Like depends on like what do you talk about like. There's like films that I've seen that won awards like that.
No. I'm talking about Oscar Best Pictures.
Yeah. Just Best Picture. Well,
yeah, they'll throw a token nomination out at some of them, like Mad Max, but they've got no shot at winning Best Picture. I mean, honestly, the movie that should have been nominated was Star Wars because it made a shit ton of money, which means people actually liked it. But, you know, why would you nominate? Why would that win any awards?
Because that's not what that's for.
So old white people can sit around and jack themselves all, oh, this is a good artsy movie.
It's voted upon by people who like have that as their trade, and it's like the passion part of people who are the artsy people. So yeah, that's the ones that they're gonna want to win. Dumb shit can make a lot of money. Have you ever seen Jackass?
Yep.
Jackass made a lot of money. Jackass.
And
should it win an Oscar?
Yes. Did people like it? Did people want to see it?
Yes.
But that's not the same thing as it's who can do better acting. Acting and making money is two different things.
Who could do a better job selling a toy car up the butt, Ryan Dunn or Leonardo DiCaprio? I'm sorry, I'm going Ryan Dunn.
I'm going with Shane.
No.
I'm thinking Leonardo could sell a car up his ass pretty well. I think he's done it.
Maybe.
I heard Shane can like make a Hummer disappear.
No. No. Jesus Christ.
While giving one.
I knew that was happening.
But yeah, that's the kind of movies they are going to vote for because it's like complaining that country artists don't win MTV awards. Well, because that's not what they're voting. Well, they made a lot of money. You've won best album. Well, that's not the demographic for what they're voting for.
So the Oscars are meant for old white people?
Yes.
Not a demographic. That's not the category of reasons why they're voting. They vote for, like, I know, like, best animated film. Granted, a lot of times, I think most of the time it does go to Pixar.
Yep.
But those movies are, granted, they make a lot of money, but they're actually artsy, and they're all real good, mostly. I just rewatched Inside Out today, and I think it might have won.
For best picture? Probably not. Maybe best animated, whatever.
Yeah. But...
Didn't I just?
Yeah, it was for best animated.
Yeah, Shane, wasn't I just talking about best animated stuff?
I don't think you heard it.
Probably listening. That's why I'm just talking. He's not. Because I said Pixar always wins for best animated.
Yep.
Inside Out, whether you probably don't know or not, is, wait for it,
Pixar.
So probably, I was saying that it probably won for best animated. Just in case the silence took it out, best animated. Anyway, back to comic book movies. Because this will be a good year for
me. Oh, God, yeah. This whole year is going to be nothing but comic book movies. Makes me happy.
What one, now that Deadpool's over, are you looking forward to the most? I'm going Captain Marvel.
You know, Batman versus Superman, of course, me being the big Batman fan that I am. But that X-Men Apocalypse looks fucking amazing.
I'm curious to see where they go with that.
Me too.
I'm going to go a little further than that and say Black Panther and... oh, God damn it. The guy from Game of Thrones.
Oh, Aquaman?
Aquaman, thank you. I'm kind of interested to see what they can... If they can make those two characters interesting.
Is Aquaman this year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's... I don't know if it's this year. They're in production now, so I doubt it's this year. It'll probably be, what, next year or the year after before it actually gets out?
That's what I was talking about, like, this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Aquaman's, like, slated for, like, December of this year.
That falls on the crack. If it's in production, though...
I don't know.
Normally, I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's weird, because, like, back in the day, like, movies, like, took, like, I swear, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if they're in production right now, you'd be like, oh, it's not coming out by the year. Now it's like, they're in production now, it could be out in October. And you're like, what? How did that happen?
I'm trying to look up what the 2016 movie releases are.
At least the comic books. I know there's plenty of different pictures of that out there. Like, I'm looking forward to Batman, but I'm just so on it.
Yeah.
I will go see it. I mean, there's a lot of movies that, like, that's my thing. I'll go see them, but how I feel going into it are, like, they range. Like, I am looking forward to see how that the Batman movie turns out, and I'm very optimistic and very open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to the Ninja Turtles movie, and I could give a fuck care about Ghostbusters, like how it's going to actually be. I have total low expectations. I mean, I'm going to go see it when it comes out. And the only thing that I do love is all the merchandise that's coming out now because of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like a rebirth of everything that happened with Jurassic Park, but I think this was going to fall straight flat on its face, actual movie. But the fact that they're re-coming out with all this stuff. And Ecto Cooler is on the top of that list.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
A prototype can has supposedly been released. And, like, you can see it online.
Mm-hmm.
It looks legit. Oh, I'll fucking buy so much of that crap.
Well, Suicide Squad's not till August.
Right.
So that's going to be way later if Aquaman's going to come.
Yeah, that's probably next spring.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be 2017. And Black Panther's probably that far away at least, too. Oh, they've got Doctor Strange listed in November.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. I thought Doctor Strange was in this year.
I'm kind of interested to see what Cumberbatch does with
it. So yeah, both of your answers weren't even from this year.
Hey, I'm not there yet. Fuck off.
Because actually, when you said Black Panther, I thought I got Black Panther and Doctor Strange mixed up coming out this year. So I was like, oh, okay. But turns out I was right. So I'm like, I thought that's the third Marvel movie this year. Right, third?
Well, are we going to count the Fox ones as Marvel movies?
No, just a Marvel.
Just Marvel.
Or they have a 2 or 3 contract limit, or 2 or 3 minimum that they have to come out with. They have to come out with two. It's either 2 or 3 movies minimum a year to keep the license.
Ooh, they're gonna do a Gambit one.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, and it's scheduled for October 7th
with Tatum
as Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's a good cast.
I would be interesting. Okay, what is this? It says 2016 superhero movies. It says Batman the Killing Joke 2016.
Yeah, it's an animated movie.
Oh, okay.
And if it's anything
this ain't
like
what I want either.
If it's anything like the graphic novel, oh my God, it's gonna be fucking outrageously insane.
They're
that book
not
is amazing.
They're not gonna go that far.
From what everything I've read, they're going that far. It's going to have a mature rating.
That would be, I would be very surprised if they actually did that. Now, the one that kind of caught my interest in the previews for Deadpool was that Hardcore Henry.
Yeah, the first-person shooter view.
Yeah.
You mean the Call of Duty movie?
Yeah,
The Call of Duty movie. That looked kind of interesting.
I started getting a little nauseous watching it. I'm not going to kid. I got, like, motion sickness.
I think that movie's going to bomb because of that stuff, because I was the same way.
Yeah, I was, like, sitting there, and Carolyn
did
just
you guys have,
said
did you guys
thing.
Legit have the same reaction I did? Like, oh, this is the Call of Duty movie.
I remember looking at Carolyn going, Call of Duty has a movie now? And she goes, what? And then she goes, I can't go see this movie. I'm about to throw up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not feeling too good watching this either.
Sinister Six is scheduled for November 11th. Interesting. That should be one I would, that's definitely one I would look forward to.
Yeah, comic book movies this year, whether they're animated going to DVD or in the theater, they're gonna dominate.
I don't know if all of them are done.
It's Todd McFarlane.
That bubble's going to burst at some point. They're not all going to be $200 million movies.
No. And Todd McFarlane just finished writing the script for the Spawn movie.
Is that going to be a theatrical release, or is that going to
yes,
be like
it
a
will.
Netflix?
It's going to be theatrical from everything I'm seeing.
Yeah, they have comic book movies planned with dates right now going up into 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those can always change. You know that.
Oh, they can always change, but there's some of them that I think they're going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm saying, like, this is the last one that I think will definitely happen. I don't know how old this calendar is that I'm looking at. Oh, it's cool. Yeah, because it doesn't have, I think, Civil War. Not Civil War, but Infinity War.
Mm.
I think the part one and two of those are, like, definitely happening.
Oh, yeah, any of the Avenger ones are definitely going to happen, but, like, Black Panther, wherever they do their testing or whatever, if it doesn't test out well, they just won't make the movie.
Right.
And they're going to add a Deadpool 2 in there at some point.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Because, yeah.
Well, yeah, they tease it at the end of the trailer.
Yeah, but I thought originally they probably just did it as a joke, because it only took them 15 years to get that made. So I figured they just threw that in there kind of as a joke. But, yeah, I think that's got to happen pretty quickly.
I think the hype going in this movie made me know, like, this is going to
be... Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a big Deadpool fan. I'm still not. That's funny. Actually, my girlfriend, she's a very laid-back kind of person. And I was just kind of like, hey, let's... Like, we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for Valentine's Day, and we'd only been dating, like, 2 weeks. And I suggested Deadpool. We've been officially dating 2 weeks, but we were talking
mm-hmm.
a couple weeks prior to that. We went on, like, 2 dates. But we were like, all right, you know, let's... do something. I'm like, well, let's go see Deadpool. And she's like, what's Deadpool? So I sent her the Red Band trailers from YouTube. And there was like one video where they go play all in a row. I'm like, watch this. She's like, oh, that looks pretty fun. And now she loves it. When we were at Comic-Con, she wanted a Deadpool shirt or a Thor shirt because Thor's her favorite.
Right.
But then I've actually pointed out, I'm like, your brother kind of looks like Flint. She hates that now. Because he has like the kind of like the longer blondish hair. His facial stubble is kind of similar. I'm just kind of like, yeah, he's kind of Thor. And she's like, I hate you for pointing that out.
So he's kind of sexy.
He's just a sexy boy.
Man, I'm not going to call him sexy.
Well, I hope not.
No, but Chris Hemsworth is very, very sexy.
He's a handsome man.
I gotta still see that fucking Christmas Vacation movie. The new one. Or not Christmas Vacation. Vacation.
Oh, I went and saw it. It was really good, actually. I was impressed.
Is that on DVD yet?
Yeah.
I'll download it by chance. Yep. If I haven't already done it.
They did a good job with it. It's not a straight copy. You know, they did their own twist on it. It was really good.
Wasn't it from the perspective of Rusty the kid?
Yes.
So yeah, they couldn't really do a straight copy of it.
Yeah. Rusty's the...
Wasn't exactly a straight copy. It was more or less like some of the same stuff happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or same kind of stuff. You wouldn't definitely say straight at all. Different day and time, because you couldn't do the original Vacation with the kind of society we're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it would have been a 5-minute movie. Oh, we're going to go leave. It says on Facebook that they're closed.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll just replay on the trip. Credits. Have you ever thought about that with certain movies? Like how they wouldn't be the same if they were made in this day and age? It's like, yeah, because that wouldn't fly.
Yeah, some of the concepts are a little ridiculous when going back and looking at them.
Mm-hmm. Is there any movies that have been rebooted or redone that you haven't watched? Like, for me, it's Total Recall. I haven't watched the rebooted version of it, and I won't.
I just watched the RoboCop one not that long ago.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, because it was not RoboCop, Just Dredd.
Oh, I didn't watch that one yet either.
Yeah, everybody shit on it, and I'm like, it's okay. It's not great movie, but it's not terrible.
It's not set up the same way. It's not like a reboot. It's just a different actor kind of like playing the part.
It's kind of a spin on it.
Spin. Yeah.
Like they took the same concept, but slightly tweaked it.
Updated certain things, but didn't make it a sequel, but didn't make it a reboot. I'd have to think about that. I've never watched technically it's not the fourth Ninja Turtles movie, the one that came out in the mid-2000s, total CGI.
Oh, I've seen it. It's fucking terrible.
I own it. It came with a 4-pack of all the movies, and mm-hmm. It came in like the special tin and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, it was a decent price. I'm like, fuck, that's worth it for 1, 2, and 3. I think it was a decent price for 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I get 2 free movies that I'll probably never sit down and watch. Mm-hmm. But I need to do one like a Turtles marathon. My girlfriend has never watched all the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's watched certain ones, but she hasn't watched all of them. I'm like, oh, we have to watch them.
Oh, there's quite a few of the Marvel movies I haven't seen. Like,
what?
Yeah, like the other than Captain One, I haven't seen any of them.
Right.
Anything past Thor 1, I haven't seen. I've seen all the Iron Mans, most of the X-Mens, I think.
We'll talk about the Marvel Cinematic.
Well, I'm just thinking Marvel in general.
If you're going to watch like the series, especially like Avengers, like you need to watch the rest.
Oh, I haven't seen Avengers 2 yet.
I haven't either.
It's okay. The ending's the best. Motherfucking Thanos. Should say it's not even the ending, it's the mid-credit scene.
You mean the guy that's not coming for another 2 years?
You mean the guy that was in Guardians of the Galaxy? That's what I mean.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that yet.
He's in the movie.
I did. It was okay. I mean, I didn't get what all the hype was about it, but...
Guardians? Guardians is awesome.
I thought it was alright.
I tried to find it where I could, like, rent it through, like, Amazon or whatever, but they didn't have that as a feature. You could only buy it.
Well, there's this feature where you can watch it. It's, torrents.
Yeah, I'm not downloading any more fucking torrents. I've already ruined one laptop.
That's why I download them on my piece of shit laptop.
And that's now why I have a piece of shit laptop, is because of downloading torrents.
Downloading that one.
I actually want to get it cleaned up and actually use it as a laptop.
Well, I have a good laptop, and that's what we're on right now. I have no, I don't keep my music library on here. I forget what I actually do keep on here, but it's mostly what I use for recording Skype calls and putting together things in Audacity. But my other laptop is the one that actually has my music library, my shitty one. I think we're going to wrap this up. We've been on this call for about 2 hours, and this is probably about an hour and a... a little over an hour and a half show up right now. There... What are you? Do you, you chew on candy or something?
Cough drop. I'm sick.
Then mute. You've been doing it long. Too late now. It's the whole show. Yeah. You do the you do the xylophone thing across your teeth, and we could. I know I could hear it.
I've been hearing the clicking the whole time. So, whatever.
Sorry about that.
I know you haven't done a podcast in a while, so you're just rusty.
Yeah, that's it.
And you know you miss your cucumber.
No.
Oh, so you don't miss it. So
I never used a cucumber.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, that will do it for us on anything else. We only went through a couple.
I think we answered two questions.
But this is kind of what I had a feeling it was going to be, just like a lot of bullshitting, and there was enough topics for us to personally cover.
Mm-hmm.
But any last minute thoughts or final plugs, Mop?
Just at the Mop Jockey, and that's it.
You just want to plug old school with the movies, or are you just waiting for us to finally record another fucking episode?
I was going
to
say, I haven't been on in like 2 months, so.
We haven't recorded an episode since, no, it has been months.
No, Die Hard I've had on my player for at least 3 weeks now.
Well, we were supposed to do a Commando episode, remember? Oh, no, yeah, you couldn't make it on the Die Hard episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty much out till the beginning of April on most things.
Well, as long as you find time to put together a 90-second phone call here in a couple weeks.
I know, goddammit. I need to find a way to lose quick.
Okay, while.
No, it's just I really don't want to have to worry about making a call the first week of April when I'm going to be trying to move at the same time.
Work ahead of time. That's tough.
Yeah, especially when you have nothing on wrestling topics you can think of.
Talk about learn to think. Talk about why wrestling isn't wrestling for you anymore. Wrestling just isn't wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, FTW, Shane,
mm-hmm.
Darth Batman.
Yep, so, follow me on Twitter at DarthBatman6. That's about it.
And I am HeavySet330. Send in your questions at TheAnythingGoes on Twitter, and we'll try to add them to our arsenal, and we'll try to get an episode. Actually, because of Mop schedule, I don't know if we'll get one in March, but definitely look post-WrestleMania at some. We'll figure shit out from there.
Yep.
So, thank you for listening to us. Oh, and listen to all the other great shows on the Trending Topics Network and DSJMP, even though this doesn't go on DSJMP, but just throwing all those out there. And I guess we will check everybody next time. Landing round your knees with your answer.